Grace and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I had a classmate back in high school who was one of those guys who just seemed to have it all. He was really good looking. He was from a well-to-do family, was an excellent student, was a nice guy, and he was even a nationally ranked swimmer. In fact, he was so good that he was recruited by Stanford to swim for them. And he barely missed qualifying for, I believe it was the 1984 Olympic team. He even had a cool name, Carter Cast. Isn't that cool? Carter Cast. I just like that name. Like I said, Carter had it all. Or so it seemed. But Carter couldn't come to our high school football games. He couldn't come to our dances. He couldn't come to any of the other high school activities that the rest of us in high school just went to on a regular basis. You see, Carter had to go right to swim practice after school each day. And Carter had to get up early in the morning, 5 a.m. or so, to get to the pool for 2 hours of swimming and weightlifting before classes. And when Carter wasn't at school, or he was at swim practice. And if he wasn't at school or swim practice, he was rushing home to get a meal, to study, and then to try to get some much-needed sleep. And so I learned an important lesson from watching Carter. You can't have it all. There is always a price to be paid or a sacrifice to be made. The world will tell you that you can have it all, but you can't. That's a lie. It's a lie that I've deemed the abundance lie. The abundance lie is probably one of the most frequent and dangerous lies in our lives. It causes us to look at our lives without recognizing or considering the consequences or the cost of our actions. When we listen to this lie, we think that we can live a life of both and rather than either or. I can both secretly have an affair and yet still maintain my family life at home. I can both drink and drive. I can both work 7 days a week at the office and still be a good husband and father. I can be both a superstar athlete or actor and yet have all the privacy of a regular person. I can serve two masters, both God and money. But you can't do life as both and, because something always has to give, and everything has a price. Jesus said, you cannot serve both God and money. He said, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be a slave of all. He told the rich young man that if he wanted to be perfect, he needed to go and sell his stuff and give it to the poor. Over and over again throughout Jesus' ministry, he taught that our life of faith is a life of either or, not both and. Either you follow Christ or you follow this world. Either you serve God or you serve this world. You're either hot or you're cold, but you cannot be lukewarm. In fact, he said, for those who are lukewarm, he will spit you out of his mouth. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus exhorted the people not to store up for themselves treasures on this earth. Because he said that any and every earthly treasure will eventually be destroyed or it will disappear. Instead, Jesus said to store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Because these treasures can never be lost. They can never be destroyed, and they can never be taken away from you. And thus, Jesus called the rich man in our gospel reading today a fool. Because he stored up for himself so much earthly wealth that he didn't even have a place to keep all of it. So he had to go out and tear down his old barns and build bigger barns just so he could keep all that stuff to himself. I suppose it's kind of like folks today who have to rent storage spaces to keep all their stuff because they don't have room in their house for all their stuff. But none of that stuff's going to do us any good if we die tonight. It'd be better for us to do something with that stuff and give it to someone else. Maybe put it to use for somebody, rather than just store it until we die and never use for anything. Contrary to world opinion, the person who dies with the most stuff does not win. In fact, Jesus said for that person who's concerned about having and accumulating and keeping all kinds of worldly stuff, that it's going to be hard for that person to make it into the kingdom of heaven. It will be easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to receive eternal life. A man's life and his eternity, according to Jesus, does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. It consists in being rich toward God, and in serving God, and in loving God. Something you can't do if your heart is set on worldly wealth and power and honor. Regardless of what lies the world tells you, tells all of us, we really cannot have it all. At least, not in this world, not in this life, but we can have it all in the life to come. That's what Christ Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave to give us. In fact, in John chapter 10, he said that I've come in this world that you may have life and have it to the full, have it in its fullest measure, and that means having it all with God in eternity. But you can't have it both all in this life and in the life to come. Remember, it's either or, not both and. Thus, you either live this life for yourself or you live it for Him. You either store up for yourself treasures on this earth or you lay up treasures in heaven. You either build bigger barns to keep all the stuff you've collected here and now, or you lay aside the things of this world and you become rich toward God and look forward to the life there and then. As for me and my house, in the words of Joshua, we will serve the Lord. For life in its fullest measure can only be found in God. He sent His Son Jesus to this earth to bear the punishment for our waywardness, for our selfishness, for our rebellion. We are forgiven of all of our sins and made right with God. because Jesus gave up his life for us on the cross. Our eternal life is guaranteed because of his victory over death. The only having it all that lasts, and the only having it all that really matters and means anything in the greater scheme of things, the eternal scheme of things, is the having it all that comes from knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior and serving him as your Lord. I exhort you, don't believe the lies of this world, no matter how enticing they may seem. You cannot have it all. You cannot serve both God and money. Knowing this truth, may we always seek to be rich toward God through faith, daily laying up for ourselves treasures in heaven while laying aside the things and the treasures of this earth. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.